This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the Easter holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a good one.
Yes.
Weather is acceptable.
Yeah, it got a little cooler, you know, this last week, but nothing to complain about for early April.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
It's probably warmer than it should be this time of the year.
That's
yet.
True, yeah.
But we were so spoiled for so long, so many weeks of 70 and 80 degree weather that it just... You know, you forgot where you left your jacket when
right.
you needed it again.
Yeah.
But it's this coming week, it sounds like it's going to get cooler.
Again?
Ugh. Yeah.
Darn it.
You know,
I was getting too used to it.
Somebody asked me just the other night. They said, hey, what's the forecast? I heard it might get cooler next week. I said, well, the last time I looked, it was supposed to start to warm up a little bit. Well, I was wrong.
Don't like that.
I must have not checked. Well, you know how forecasts are. I mean, they can
change
hour
every day,
to hour.
Yeah.
But it was Friday morning. I was talking to Chris, and we were looking at the little bit, you know, the longer range forecast into the, you know, latter part of next week and stuff. And yeah, they're talking about like lows in the 20s coming up this
really?
Next week. Yeah, and some nights. So we might look middle of this week like, you know, we've been saying though for the longest time, hey, March was great.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weather. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do. Have fun. But don't put the snow shovel away yet.
Right.
You never know.
Ours is still out.
Well, you walk into the front door, hear the radio station. The first thing you see out there in the vestibule, in the entryway, is the shovel.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I think mine's more of laziness. I just haven't put it away yet.
No, I just didn't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it quite yet. We'll leave it there. But, you know, there is, I'm not saying it's going to snow, but when you start to talk about that kind of cold weather.
Right.
You know, what's scary, though, is, I mean, grass is grass. It'll survive anyway. But flowers, some of the trees and shrubs and things are budding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really seriously budding.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, if you're starting to talk about, you know, another frost or freeze yet, you know, at least a frost.
Right.
If we can, you know, get down there cool enough, yikes, could do some early damage.
Yeah. And I think some people have already started planting stuff, too.
Well, and, you know, you got folks that run orchards.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that.
You start to think about those kinds of things, and oh boy, that's not good.
That affects a lot of people when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, it was fun playing golf in March. Wasn't necessarily fun mowing the lawn in March,
no.
But it was fun, you know, doing some of the things you wanted to do outside in March. But in April, we might be paying the price.
Go figure. We almost got away with a perfect, you know, fall into spring transition there. But...
Well, yeah, our seasons are all goofed up this year.
Yeah.
We went from winter to summer, and now we're going to spring.
Yeah.
They're all out of whack. I have no clue what's coming
next.
Yeah,
I wonder what the summer is going to bring now, then.
No clue. None whatsoever. Well, it is what it is. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
I mean, you can't change the weather. You just have to deal with it, so...
About it and complain about it.
But right now, this weekend, it's not too bad.
No.
Like I said, I know it feels a little chillier than what we've been used to lately, but it's actually a little above normal for this time of the year. So not the worst thing in the world. It could be a whole lot worse. You know, about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we had some folks that stopped in here to visit us from up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling us how when they left Minnesota, it was like 35 degrees.
Oh, geez.
And they got here, and it was almost 80.
Didn't know how to dress.
Yeah. That's like a five-hour car ride.
Yeah.
And there's the difference in the weather.
Huge difference, yeah.
And, you know, the folks up... In fact, you don't even have to go that far. I had some folks I ran into at church last weekend, and they said that they were up in Ames.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like in the 40s.
Really?
And chilly. Hmm. And they got here, and it was in the 70s.
Well, lucky us.
Yeah, I guess we're in the right spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we turned the thermostat up. What are we going to do?
You know?
But yeah, you didn't have to go very far to see the differences in temperature. You know, one of the things we had this past week, though, too, was the tornado drill that is done every year. This last week was Severe Weather Awareness Week, Tornado Awareness Week, and we've already seen what can happen around the country. Folks in Indiana took a pretty good hit, and of course, down in the southern Missouri, the Branson area, some of those areas took some pretty good hits. Texas here a week or so ago took some pretty good hits. You know, we don't have to look very far. In fact, you can talk to some folks around here in the area that have suffered over the years, too, with some different spring and summer tornado damage. It pays to think about those things. Did you give it much thought at home?
I don't, sadly, no.
No, who does?
I've seen a lot of the news reports, you know, have this packed and, you know, have a little emergency bag packed. I'm like, I don't have any of that. I wouldn't know. I'd probably put too much in there. You know, I would need to really have to look at a list and narrow it down.
I think batteries.
Definitely, yeah.
Are the toughest thing to always, you know, because you put batteries in it and you forget about it.
Yeah.
But then when you need it.
They
it's
don't
been,
work.
No, it's been so long yeah. since you put them in there. I mean, you know, you got a video game system at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a Wii or something?
Yeah.
It needs batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you want to use it?
The remotes, yep.
Yeah. They're, oh, what's wrong with it? Oh, the batteries are dead. You got to put new batteries in. Yeah. They don't last very long. So you have to keep them around and keep them handy and make sure you have spares,
yeah.
all those kinds of things. But, you know, yeah, it is. It's hard to imagine and, you know, and there's no real way to... to put yourself in that position until you are in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, things happen and there are times you do need to go to the basement.
Yeah.
You know, what happens at my house when severe weather like that happens? I don't know. I'm never there. I'm always here.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we have an obligation out here, too, to inform folks. So I'm rarely ever at home when those kinds of things happen. So, you know, you hope everything goes well and you don't have to deal with those kinds of things. But, you know, what do you do in the aftermath?
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are over at somebody else's house, you sure hope they're prepared.
Right.
And you certainly hope they know how to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, well, after a bad storm, if there's damage and things and you go out and look around and you want to try to get a hold of the kids, well, you just call them on the cell phone. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. You're looking at cell towers and things that could all be damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you start thinking about all these things, you know, do you have meeting places? Do you, I mean, have you really seriously given a lot of thought to it? You know, we used to think it was kind of a pain when we were in school and you had the tornado drills.
Yeah.
And so you remember that
I
stuff.
Do, yeah.
You know.
It's like, yeah, right.
Oh, goody. And the fire drills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody. We get to go out and stand outside and freeze for 20 minutes until they let us go back
yeah.
in the building in the middle of winter because we have to have a fire drill and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it seems kind of monotonous, tedious, and silly at the time. But what if you, you know,
right.
are
if
you
it happens,
ready when
then...
you need it?
Yep.
You know, you stay in a hotel somewhere. They always have instructions on the back of the door where you need to go in case of any kind of an emergency, a fire, or what have you. You know, we just don't think about that in our own homes.
Yeah, I never look at those.
Yeah, so we should probably maybe think a little bit about that. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I know the week is over, but we really haven't seen that. We haven't had our spate of bad weather yet, but we will.
Right.
Everybody in the Midwest will. You can't escape it. So make sure you're prepared for those kinds of things, too, because... as we're seeing right now, we had great weather. Now it's kind of chilly.
Yeah.
And so you see the swings in the weather you get. And when cold meets hot, usually that's...
nice
know,
again.
Yeah, a lot of times that's where you're going to have some bad weather, too. And we'll have our share. So make sure you're ready for all that stuff and it's not taking you completely by surprise. That's not a good thing. Well, we do have some things to tell you about here this Easter weekend. Not a whole lot really going on this weekend.
No.
You know, a lot of Easter egg hunts and things. Hope you had fun with those.
Yeah.
Hope the kids had a good time. The weather actually wasn't too bad for Easter egg hunts.
Mm-mm.
So I hope you enjoyed that and everybody got lots of...
goodies.
Yeah. What could you put in an Easter egg? I suppose candy. It's about
yeah,
all...
like jelly beans and
yeah.
peanuts is usually what I... they have the commercial now, though, for the Reese's treat, or not Reese's, the Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, really?
Covering the plastic eggs and then putting, like, M&Ms or something in them.
Really?
Yeah, a little clever.
I'll be darned. I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
What did you get in your Easter? What did the Easter Bunny leave in your baskets on Easter morning?
Oh, let's see. What
good
did
stuff?
We get? Yeah, good stuff. We always got, like, the gumball Easter egg. I don't know if you... no, which I'm not talking about. There's probably a lot of them, but they were the good ones that we really liked. And mm-hmm. then I think we always got new pajamas. And like when we were a lot younger, then we had like little stuffed animals and maybe some books and that stupid green grass. I can't stand that stuff.
Green plastic grass?
Yeah, I can't stand that stuff. It drives
oh,
me nuts.
You hate it more now as
yes.
an adult because you have to clean it up.
Yeah.
Didn't have to clean it up when we were kids. That's what mom
yeah,
was
Yeah, I'm
there
sure
for.
I liked it as a kid, but...
mm-hmm.
It just gets all over the place.
I know it does. There's really no other good use for it either.
Yeah.
That's really about it. Yeah, we were kind of saying, I think our favorite thing in our Easter baskets when we were kids, you know, you always got the Peeps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get the chocolate-covered
oh, yeah,
rabbits.
The,
and,
the
or
egg,
just the chocolate the rabbits
bunnies,
and stuff.
Bunnies, yeah.
And nothing more disappointing than when you open up and see, oh, there's a chocolate rabbit. And then you realize it's hollow.
Oh, the...
Don't yeah. do that to me.
I want the solid bunnies.
Yeah, let's go all the way with the chocolate. But I think the things we enjoyed the most were we used to get these little, you know, little miniature sized, they were eggs kind of speckled on the outside with mm-hmm. a can, you know, it was just a candy shell, and inside was a malted milk ball.
I know what you're talking about. We'd get them, we'd get them wet and use them as lipstick.
Really?
Yep.
Well, forgive me. I come
Got
from
it.
A
we
house...
didn't like to. I didn't care to eat them, so we did something else with them.
I come from a household with four boys. We never thought about lipstick.
Really? That's surprising.
Yeah. Go figure that. No, didn't do that. But like to eat them though.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Chocolate. I mean, how do you get better than that? Malted milk balls with a candy coating.
Wasn't a fan.
If you could put that on the grill, it'd be the perfect food. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, Easter is always a fun, fun time.
Yeah,
lots of things. Lots of family. We always had family around. Yeah. Did you guys do family at Easter?
Yep, we did. Yep.
Lots of good stuff. Good food, family, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, good time. It was almost like Christmas a few months later.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, minus all the toys and stuff.
Well, you got to do the Easter, color the Easter eggs.
That's true.
You got to do that.
That's true. Those little wire hanger things that you'd put the egg holders and you'd dunk the eggs in there. And
yeah, me and my friend were just trying to talk. We were talking the other day about the stuff that we used to do for the eggs. And there was, I remember getting like almost like stickers or something you put around the egg and then you drop them in the hot water and they'd kind of form to it or melt to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what they do now.
I don't have children, so I have no clue. Yeah. You're going to find out.
I'll find out, yeah. I do remember getting tablets, though, and like putting them in the water and they changed the color, too. But I thought we always did food coloring, but maybe I'm just not remembering right.
So this is Wyatt's first Easter.
It is.
His first Easter basket?
I have yet to do that yet.
Oh, well, the Easter Bunny does that, but
well, yes.
Know, what are you going to do?
No idea.
You don't know what he's bringing?
No, I don't yet.
Play it by ear? He won't remember.
No.
Unless you take pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a little pressure.
The Easter Bunny will probably bring him a little something.
I suppose. Are you guys taking a lot of video?
We don't have one, but take lots of pictures.
Yeah, you haven't done a lot of video and stuff?
No, we don't have video. Well, besides like if we use our phones or something.
Yeah,
No, just lots of pictures.
But nothing permanent like that. Well, it's kind of...
Pictures are permanent.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes.
Yeah, no, I put them on the computer and then I save them. I take them to the store and put them on disk,
too.
Okay,
there you go.
I got my backup.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, back in the day, we always used to have all those picture books, mm-hmm. you know, get out the photo albums and things. But nowadays, so many people take pictures and then never bother to put them in any kind of permanent form. Then mm-hmm. they take them with their cameras and they go get a new camera in a few months and the pictures are gone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they take them with a camera and they never download them onto their computer and they end up wondering, what in the world is that stuff? Ah, let's just get rid of it, you know.
Yeah.
Need more space.
I've had to do that before on other things.
Mm-hmm.
Free up space, yeah. It's a pain.
Well, you know, the digital photography is nice, but you got to be smart about it, too.
Yeah, and you really don't tend to actually print them off.
I know.
You know, unless you have, like, that film you have to take in and get developed. And
take lots of pictures. Yep. You never do that. Back in the days when we had film in the camera, well, it was different because basically you'd use a roll of film for one event.
Yeah.
And then afterward, you'd take it in and
get
it developed.
You had about, 24 shots to take? And I remember that, yeah.
Maybe 36 if you were spending
true.
Money. Yeah. Well, anyway, we hope you have a good Easter. Hope you have a great weekend. And we do have some stuff coming up here in the very near future to tell you about.
We do. If you're over in the Corning area, the Corning Public Library, they're having their used book sale on Monday, April 9th. That's during their regular hours. If you have any questions, you can call the Corning Library. Again, that's on April 9th. That's during their regular library hours. Then on Tuesday, April 10th, the BPO Doe's meeting will be held at the Elks Lodge. Dinner is at 6:30, and they'll have their business meeting at 7:30, and they'll be honoring their past presidents then during that meeting. That's the BPO Doe's meeting at the Elks Lodge on April 10th. St. Paul's Lutheran Church's Rummage and Bake Sale, that's on April 11th from 4 to 7, and also on April 12th from 8 to 3. They'll have plants and collectibles, households, clothes, baked goods, and much more. There's no early sales, and they're asking that you please use the west door. That's St. Paul's Lutheran Church's Rummage and Bake Sale. That's on April 11th from 4 to 7, and then April 12th from 8 to 3. Atlantic Public Library, they're having a used book sale. That's on April 13th from 11:30 to 5:30, and then on April 14th from 9:30 to 12. If you wish to become a member of Friends Library, you can come for a coffee at 9:30 for an early viewing. Their yearly dues are just $10. If you're interested in donating books, paperbacks, DVDs, cassettes to the library, you can do that after April 10th. That's the Atlantic Public Library used book sale on April 13th from 11:30 to 5:30, and then again on April 14th from 9:30 to noon. There's a free rain barrel workshop that's coming up on April 14th. That's from 9:30 in the morning to noon. The workshop includes a program about rainwater harvesting, and you'll get a chance to build a rain barrel to take home. They work best connected to a downspout, and if you want to build a rain barrel, then the cost for supplies is $40. Again, that's the rain barrel workshop, and that is free on April 14th from 9:30 to noon. Exodus Chapter 313, Order of the Eastern Star, will be sponsoring a spaghetti dinner at the Elkhorn Town Hall. That's on April 15th, and they're serving from 11 to 1:30. It's a free will donation, and then proceeds from that will go to the Xyra E.H. Elkhorn Kimbleton High School Scholarship Fund. If you have any questions on that, you can contact Connie Esbeck. Circles for Success benefit to beautify South Lawn Memory Gardens. That's on April 15th from 5 to 8 at the Pizza Hut in Atlantic. A Pizza Hut will then be donating 15% of all their sales, and Thrivent is providing supplemental funds. Again, that's on April 15th from 5 to 8 at the Pizza Hut in Atlantic. Marnie Mason's Country Lunch. That's on April 15th at the Marnie Fire Station. They're serving from 4:30 to 7:30, and they'll have a variety of soups along with sandwiches, pies, and drink. It's just $6 for adults and $3 for children under 10. It's the Marnie Mason's Country Lunch on April 15th at the Marnie Fire Station from 4:30 to 7:30. Over in CAM, they have their free development child fair for the CAM Community Schools. It's on April 16th in Messina from 8:30 to 11:30, and then also in Anita from 12:30 to 3:30. It's for kids ages birth to 5 who live in the CAM school district and are not presently enrolled in the four-year-old preschool or kindergarten. There's a developmental screening to assess your child's development that will focus on the following skill areas: social, cognitive, and motor. Vision and hearing tests will also be provided, as well as updates on immunization requirements. Children need not to be toilet trained. They also have their Lollipop 3-year-old preschool and 4-year-old preschool registration at that time. For appointments, you can contact Sherry Chester at the CAM South Elementary School office. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Griswold on April 17th, and that's at the Central Church of Christ, and that is from 11 to 5. Cass County Health System is hosting Spring into Action Diabetes Health Fair. It is a free event for the community. It's on April 17th from 4 to 6:30, and that will be held in the hospital atrium. It's open to anyone interested in learning more about diabetes and gives you ways to stay healthy with diabetes. There's vendors, product samples, interactive education areas, cooking and exercise demonstrations. The interactive exercise presentation will be at 5, and then Dr. Vanessa Cook will present how to make the most of your doctor's visit at 6. That's the Cass County Health Systems hosting their Spring into Action Diabetes Health Fair. And again, that is free, and it's on April 17th from 4 to 6:30 in the hospital atrium.
Very good. Some other things coming up here a little further down the road. On Wednesday, April the 18th, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive in Anita. That'll be held at the CAM High School from 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Also on Friday, April 20th, the CAM Middle School 8th grade will be putting on a play called The Sousification of Romeo and Juliet. I guess it all rhymes.
Really?
Well, I don't know. If you're going to do Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, yeah.
You're going to Seussify anything. It certainly has to rhyme, doesn't it? There'll be a supper at 5:30 p.m. They'll be serving until 7, and the play will start at 7:30. The auction will follow. It's a fundraiser for the Hosfelt family from Messina. Lou Hosfelt has recently had to have 2 organ transplants. She received a new pancreas and kidneys in March. Now, to help with the medical expenses, the CAM students, along with the staff, are putting on a spaghetti supper, the play, and the silent auction as well. Again, that's coming up on Friday, April 20th. They'd love to have you there to support the effort. Also on Sunday, April 22nd, a work day to beautify South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery, which is south of 22nd Street on Olive here in Atlantic, will be held from April 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. For more information or to donate, you can contact Melissa Stark at Circles for Success at 243-8006 at the Cass County Home Care. Bring some rakes, some shovels, some gardening tools, and I'm guessing a fairly strong back.
Yeah.
As well. Perhaps a pair of gloves. Don't need the blisters
no,
this
you
time
don't.
Of the year. Also on Sunday, April 22nd, Faith Sound, that's a ministry of music from Harlan, will be in concert at the First United Methodist Church. That'll start at 11 a.m. on Sunday, April 22nd. A few other things coming up here in the area, too. There's a used book sale that'll be coming up on Friday, April 13th. It's this coming Friday. Did you hear what I said? Friday, the 13th.
Scary.
Boo. 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And also on Saturday, April 14th, that'll be from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that will be held at the Atlantic Public Library. Friends of the library sponsoring that. They'll have books and paperbacks, cassettes, DVDs, all kinds of used stuff at the Atlantic Public Library. Again, that's Friday the 13th, 11:30 to 5:30, and Saturday the 14th, 9:30 to noon at the Atlantic Public Library. So they hope you can come help them raise some funds for that event as well. Now, got some other stuff to tell you about, too, but I'm out of breath. We're going to take a break.
All right.
Just be honest about it, right? We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more for you right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Well, coming up, not too far down the road yet this month, and in a very timely fashion, I think, although we talked about it already, trees are budding,
yeah,
and stuff's happening out there already. But the Cass County Master Gardeners are having their Spring Garden Seminar, and it'll be coming up very, very soon, as a matter of fact. It'll be on Saturday, April 21st at the Atlantic High School. And it's always well attended. They have lots of stuff planned, and there is a deadline for pre-registration coming up, so that's why we need to talk about that now. The 13th, Friday, April 13th, is the deadline for pre-registration. Now, if you sign up by then, what'll happen is you'll get an opportunity to win one of the door prizes that they'll have available. So they hope to have a lot of people pre-registered by then. But it's a pretty full day. It's not a long day, but it's a pretty full day.
Yeah.
They register at 8:30 in the morning, and there'll be some exhibitor booths and things there, so you'll never be bored. There's always going to be things to look at and things. But at 9 o'clock, they'll have their welcome, and then right after that, they're going to jump right into their first session at 9:10 in the morning. It's called Big Ideas for a Smaller Garden. Hmm. Jan Riggenbach, who's a garden columnist for a number of regional newspapers and magazines for over 35 years, will be the featured speaker there. She'll talk a little bit about, sometimes you don't have as big an area as you'd like to for gardening and stuff. So you can do what you can with what you have. So she'll give you some big ideas for a smaller garden. We can all maybe use something from that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll follow that up an hour later at 10:10 in the morning with something called New Plants for 2012. And Dr. Cynthia Haynes from Iowa State University's Department of Horticulture will talk a little bit about some of the new varieties of some of the things maybe that you're already familiar with. And they'll talk a little bit about how do you decide what's best for you and what works for the area. So she'll give you some thoughts there, too. Now, at 11 o'clock in the morning, they'll have lunch, and you can have a chance to visit some exhibits, maybe do a little garden Q&A with their expert panel. They'll have a couple of groups rotating there so you can visit. Starting at 1 o'clock, they'll have a session called Your First Herb Garden.
Hmm.
You know, herbs are becoming more and more popular for folks. It's a way to save money, but fresh, organic, and all that kind of stuff that people may want. But, some are easier, some are a little tougher, some take up maybe a little more space, but for the most part you can do those in a fairly small area. And so they're kind of adaptable, they're tough, they're pretty easy to grow. You can actually figure out, you see the process. It's not just growing flowers where you look at them, gee, they're pretty. This is stuff you're going to use.
Right.
So they've got Susan Applegate Hurst, who's the owner of Applehurst, a unique garden, antique wine, and gift store over at the old Madison County Jail in Winterset, will help to kind of lead you through that whole process. And then at 2 o'clock, they have several different, when I say several, I mean 9 different hands-on workshops. So you get to pick a couple, put them in order, and hopefully they'll get your first choice, depending upon how many they have in each. But they'll have one session called Growing Herbs in a Pot. They'll have one session called Have Fun with Lavender. There'll be another one called Hypertufa Mushrooms. Another one that's called Peppers from Ordinary to Hot Beauties. If you like those kinds of things, do your salsa. They have flowers or a flower arranging, vegetable garden for one, vermicomposting, also a session on composting at home and enjoying a succulent garden. And then at 3 o'clock, they'll kind of finish things up. The registration fee for that is $35 per person. And that includes continental breakfast, sandwich and salad lunch buffet, along with all of the workshop fees.
Wow.
And there'll be a lot of take-home materials and stuff, too. So for $35, you're really going to get quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
If you're going to fill out the registration forms, they are really nice little trifold pamphlets. They're very, very colorful, easy to find, and they're out at a number of different locations. You can find them at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce office, the Cass County Extension office, or a number of downtown businesses as well. Or if you just don't want to go out, you can get them on the web, too, at the Cass County Extension's website. Fill out that registration form. Send them a check for $35 made out to Atlantic Garden Seminar. And if you get it in, either postmarked or received by this coming Friday, April 13th, then you'll have a chance to win some of those door prizes and things as well. So it should be pretty interesting. You'll find things to do. I know I had a chance to visit with Sean Schaus about his composting session that he'll have coming up at the seminar on the 21st earlier this last week. And it's, you know, it's interesting. There are a lot of things you can take. You know, some people might look at it and say, well, I don't garden.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do anything for me. Well, it's not just about gardening.
Right.
It's about beautifying the corner of the earth that you inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things you can do to spruce things up. And, you know, composting is something everyone can do. So, I mean, unless you have a condo and no lawn, I guess. But,
yeah.
But for the most part, most people can pick some things out of here that they would really enjoy doing. So if you maybe you've never gardened before and you're not sure really how to get started or how much work and effort is in it, well, find out.
There you go.
Check it out. So, again, you can contact those folks at the Cass County Extension office if you need to know more. Get those pamphlets filled out, those registration forms filled out and sent in so that you're a part of that, too. And it's always nice to start hearing things like this.
Yeah.
Because it means better times are coming.
Beautiful weather.
Better weather is coming.
Yeah.
More activities are coming. Really looking forward to spending a little bit more time outside. Haven't really done enough of that yet.
I haven't either, no.
Haven't played much golf. Just played a few holes of golf. Rode a bike once. You know, gone for a few walks and things, but, you know, not so much doing a lot of outdoor stuff yet. Just because other things kind of get in the way. When the weather gets real nice at an odd time of the year, you kind of are into your other routine where you have other things going on, so you don't have the time to enjoy it. Plus, the days, you know, as far as sunlight goes, haven't been...
Not that long yet.
They're getting longer.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, you haven't had as much of that time free that you'd like. So, I hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy that. Well, that's about all the time we have for you here on our program this weekend. We hope you are very much enjoying your Easter weekend. Remember why you're enjoying it. Have a good time. Enjoy family, food, friends. And thank the good Lord that you have all those things in your life as well. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.